Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report, and of course we have Sean here. Sean, there's lots to talk about. You have some new products that Les EMF is developing. I'd like you to expand on that if you could, on the new products and what's either coming in or about to come in.
Yeah, we've been working on some new clothing options. So now we have a woman's shielded half slip made entirely from the Swiss Shield Naturelle. Since Naturelle is entirely cotton-based, actually woven in with a grid of metal, like almost like a wireframe grid. So really the only thing that's touching your skin is going to be that cotton. So a lot of people really like that. We were able to combine that one with an elastic waist and real simple, you know, pullover designs. So we got some nice women's clothing in there now. As well, we've been working on a couple of other new things. We've got someone making some pet jackets for us. So if it feels like your cats or dogs are being affected by EMF, we can get them a little sweatshirt, too. On top of that, we put together a speaker magnet shield, the perfect size. And because speakers are a big magnet, you just pop this right on, and the magnet will hold it right there, and you're not going to get as much interference. Now, that's something we see a lot with both. People who have boats and then they put stereo systems in there, the stereos can interfere with the compass. Of course, if you're offshore...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So if you're offshore and your compass isn't working, getting back is going to be a problem. So this can pull that interference right away and get your compass working the correct way. And we've even put together a new signal vault. This is when you want maximum RF protection. This is a ceiling-shut vault that you can get with or without a grommet. So if you've got something you want to put in there, like your phone, while it's charging, you can get the version with a grommet so you can get that wire in. But this is fully sealed, so when you don't have the grommet in there, you can kill that radio signal entirely. This is very comparable to the evidence box in the back of a police car.
Ah, okay. That's really interesting. I think it's important that people start understanding that a lot of the daily things that we do actually can interfere with the communications of even your health. I've been talking this morning to the engineers for Lumen Photon to try to interface my epigenetic frequency research. It goes back to Dr. Vole in Russia over 50 years ago and to Dr. Linus Pauling in the late and early 90s when he worked with Dr. Truat and others and Dr. Fisher, who did research on electromagnetic induction of the redox potential in your cells in Germany, Dr. Gerhard Fischer. And we'll be talking about his technology of the quantum resonance systems, too, with Dr. Truat on Tuesday. What people should understand is that electromagnetic radiation basically silences your genes, which is not good. You can tell it's not good, right?
Yeah.
So what I want people to understand is that gene silencing happens because you're not getting rid of your smart meter, which is number one. Number two, don't put a cell phone by your head. Get a radiation-free headphone set where it has the layer tubes. Use shielding and blocking materials like a wall. If you're in an apartment with a bank of these smart meters, you got to block it or it's going to affect your health. It'll first affect parts of your pineal gland and your sleep cycle in your brain. We can counteract with things like Lumen Photon and other technologies and nutraceuticals, but it's really dangerous, I think, for people to just dismiss this and not think that it's a big problem. It really is a big problem, isn't it?
That it is. It's way more of a problem than anyone right now is making it out to be. But that's why we're here. We're the safety net.
Right. Now, the safety net involves getting that little package, which if you go to our Shop by Products on Less EMF, you'll see several little, you know, link buttons. The first one link button takes you to the whole website, which is huge, and there's a lot of new products. The other takes you to the clothing area. Another takes you directly to the meters area. Another takes you to the blocking wall area, where you can get a big blocking wall material so you can block it. I recently got a material. I thought they were going to put the inverters from my solar panels on my roof from Sunrun Solar. And by the way, if you want to get solar, the best company in America is Sunrun. Basically, you don't have to put any financial outlay, but you do have to sign a long-term contract. Your power bill will drop up to about a third to a half to a third of what it was in the past. But then you have security that you have your own power generated. Although it's still connected here in California to the power grid, the fact is you have your own power, and we're going to be putting in a lithium battery, too, so we'll have some of our circuits actually maintained. And then, of course, my backup is I have a 20-kilowatt propane generator with two 500-gallon tanks, so we're basically never going to be out of power. We're going to have sunlight here, always have sunlight in Southern California, but we also have backup propane generator and the lithium battery system so that some of our essential services, no matter what, even if it's the apocalypse, we'll still have power where everybody else is basically freezing in the dark. How's that?
There you go. Hey, you got to prepare.
Yeah, and if people should be ready. I mean, we've had a number of power blackouts. Power has been, since Enron kind of destroyed the power quality of power in California, and, of course, the Californians blocked the nuclear reactors, which I think is good, but they didn't produce enough alternative power sources, whether it's solar or other types of technology, and as a result, California has got lots of blackouts. I mean, you know, in the past 6 years, I would say it's not unusual to have a 2 to 4 to 6 hour or longer blackout every couple of months here. It's not unusual at all. And the one we had in 2011 was, I think, about a day, and that really freaked people out. Immediately got a 20-kilowatt generator. Now, electropollution is silencing you, so you can heal it with things like Lumen Photon, and my epigenetic frequency antenna, which, by the way, I get a lot of the parts from you guys, the 10-inch antenna, the special jacks to actually attach your antenna to the frequency output from a little amp device that I put together. I even got an adapter cord so you can put your iPhone and put it into the input to the amplifier so that you can actually get the epigenetic frequencies, which I send you. I'm working on several ways. Number one, I'm working on a thing where I give you all the frequencies, you just hit all the keynotes at the same time by just downloading the MP3. The other is I'm actually working on an app where we'll convert your favorite music to the Song of DNA atomic resonance musical scale. In other words, it's going to be a new musical scale with the atomic resonance notes of plasma minerals and amino acids. Pretty cool. And I'm working on patents on this, so it'll be patentable in the next few months. The device, the copyright on the apps and the little, device that will be using the interface with the Lumen Photon or other technologies. Right now, you can actually get the Sonic Life Machine. I can send you the frequencies right now and the antenna amplifier system, which works really nicely. We're kind of working on getting it more and more expertise. So yeah, we're even going to have an audio jack on the little Lumen pad so you can actually listen to the music just like right now the Sonic Life. You can put your ear jack in and listen to the Sonic Life. The Song of DNA music actually you can play through the Sonic Life machine while you're getting treated. Pretty cool, eh?
Sad.
So once I have the app, I can actually take your favorite songs and convert it to a new musical scale, just like you can buy a 432 musical scale app right now on your Apple or iPhone or iPad or whatever. So you can actually convert your favorite songs to a different musical scale. Pretty cool, eh?
That is cool.
Yeah. Now, well, why is it important?
There's some musicians out there that have been using that 432 scale.
Yeah, I know.
Namely, in the 90s, Soundgarden and Chris Cornell used that tuning on all their guitars.
Right. Well, it's not like what we call the military scale, which is the current scale most music's on. What I'm going to be working on is actually the atomic resonant frequencies based on actual plasma resonant research from Linus Pauling that it has a way of calculating out the exact resonant frequency, and, of course, you get harmonics, you know, like the first, second, third, fourth, fifth harmonic. So you can get lower notes and you get higher notes. They're harmonic resonant notes of the amino acids and minerals especially, and they induce your messenger RNA to actually transcribe proteins. And that's how your telomeres on the end of your chromosomes talk with infrared light to your ion channels to regulate your DNA. And your body has basically a nonlinear, if you want to call it stochastic fuzzy logic, programming system. So your info or holographic body is projected through your DNA. So the informational body is prescient or in control of your even DNA induction and the production of structural proteins and enzymes, which is why electropollution is so damn toxic, because it actually turns off your genes, turns off your induction of structural proteins and enzymes, and actually the basis for all illness is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. So, you know, electropollution is not a minor thing. If you're drinking, say, aspartame-laced drinks with dicyclopiperazine and formaldehyde methyl alcohol, and you got a cell phone on the side of your head, hello, glioblastoma, like John Mc...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and Sean, so let's talk about some of the different equipment and things that you have available. And we have the simple monitoring things for magnetic and electromagnetic pollution. There are certain types of equipment you should never buy. Never get an induction stovetop in your house. If you have dimmer switches, you need to shield them. You need to go through your house to make sure you have stetsurizers, checking all the plugs in your house to see if there's low-frequency electropollution coming through the wires. They can come from your neighborhood, from the power corporation, and from even your own appliances plugged in. But you want to block them so these low frequencies don't set up what's called a tissue entrainment with your body. So let's talk about things like the meter systems and the stetsurizer. How do you use these?
Well, the stetsurizer is probably the easiest one. All you have to do, this is one of the only meters that has a plug on it. All you really do is plug it into the outlet, and you get a reading. This reading, the goal here is to be below 50. So if it's over 50, all you have to do is plug stetsurizer filters into the same circuit or the same breaker.
Right.
And that'll bring that level right down for you. They do only work per circuit. So once you finish up in one room, you most likely have to start from scratch again in the next room.
Right. So every circuit needs another stetsurizer plug. Capacitor to grab the low frequency electropollution, right?
That's right, and I have seen situations that needed upwards of 5 on each circuit. It all depends on what your neighbors have in their home and what you have in your home.
Right. What I found is you need to go back periodically and check it.
That's right.
You may have
a new television, you know, that could throw your dirty electricity reading.
Right, depending, because you're on the same circuit.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing is that other appliances people get, including yourself, can actually change your circuit. We had an older type of Sub-Zero refrigerator. It was real noisy, the compressor on it, so we eventually got rid of that a few months ago. We have a KitchenAid real quiet now. But you want to make sure these newer appliances aren't generating electropollution. Most people don't realize that all of the appliances now, as of the last 8 or 10 years now, are smart grid compliant, which means there's a chip in them that actually can communicate with the power grid if you have a smart meter. And remotely, if they decide to, the power corporation, the government, they can actually shut off your appliance. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's kind of scary.
We had Dr. Ole Johansson on about a few years ago, and I'm going to get him back on. He's got some persecution at the Karolinska Institute, where they started 45 years ago doing research on electrotoxins and pollution. You know Dr. Ole Johansson, right?
Yeah.
And the new director of the Karolinska Institute, which is the largest health institute in the world with hospitals and so on, larger than the Vancouver General, which is the next largest, where I went to medical school residency, internal medicine, back in the 70s. The Karolinska persecuted him and actually got rid of him and removed him out of his offices and research there because he was causing a lot of negativity for industry in Sweden because they're developing a lot of cell phones and other technology. And a lot of these cell phones and other technologies generate electro pollution, which is neurotoxic, genotoxic, and, of course, causes breakdown in the blood-brain barrier in the brain, etc. And they didn't want the liability of him proving that a lot of these electromagnetic devices that they're building, even in Switzerland, in Sweden, are actually toxic and generate electrotoxins. And that includes, by the way, a lot of medical equipment in hospitals. Well, a lot of people don't realize a lot of the monitors and other things are not properly shielded, so they actually generate a lot of electro pollution inside the hospital or the intensive care unit.
Wow.
Interesting, eh? So did you know that about Ollie, about him actually losing his offices and his research lab?
I think you had mentioned something about it in the previous show we did, but that was about as much as I know.
Mm-hmm. He used to say, in a time of tyranny, telling the truth is a radical thing. Right?
Yeah.
Or asking tough questions. I tell people, I'm not impressed with people's IQ because they're just good at puzzles. I'm impressed in their curiosity index. Are they curious enough to ask questions and make them feel uncomfortable, and they don't mind feeling temporarily stupid while they become wise? And the problem is, unless you ask questions about electro pollution, because we don't have taste or smell receptors for electrotoxins that are frying our DNA, breaking down our blood-brain barrier, or changing the redox of our cells and tissues, are they?
That's right.
And a lot of people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you seem really smart, but I want to challenge you. Don't try to challenge Dr. Deagle. It's not a smart thing to do. That would be like child challenging a wild man inside a wild animal inside its cage. Because I'm not nice, okay? You probably know that. I will die for you, but I won't put up a scintillion of crap from anybody. Ever. Which is scary for a person to think they're going to call in and do an ad hominem attack or take an intellectually void argument and try to get really high horse on it. Whether it's global enviromaniacs that try to push their global ideas about carbon credits when they're not really willing to stop electro pollution in their cities, not willing to stop pollution to the outside, to the ozone layer, destroying with radiotoxins from post-geriatric reactors, etc. And all these things combined. So if you have, for example, cell phone toxicity combined with the fact you're sucking up Fukushima Daiichi and eating toxic GMO foods, these toxins all converge and they're not additive, they're multiplicative, aren't they?
That they are.
So when I went to medical school, one person in 12 got cancer back in the early 70s. Guess what? Now it's less than one in two. And some types of cancer, like skin cancer, it's virtually guaranteed you're going to get cancer during your life sometime. And then usually it's picked up locally and they whip it off. But, cancer is not an anomaly anymore. It's a virtual guarantee. If you live to the fifth or sixth decade, you're going to get cancer. Real high chances of it now. And, of course, a lot of it is electropollution added to biotoxin, toxic fluoridated water, radiotoxins from things like Fukushima or post-geriatric nuclear reactors that are everywhere. I think there are about 700 reactors around the world. And here in America, if you're within 100 miles of a reactor, you're going to be sucking up thorium and tritium and other radiotoxins added to the electropollution in your home because of your big screen TV and your induction cooktop and other appliances, like you watch the dish rotate around in the microwave, and you realize the microwave shielding does not shield you from the electropollution from the microwave, does it? In fact, when I took my gigahertz solution, I pointed at it, I could have the microwave on and walk in 15 to 20 feet away and then scream, and it's like, ah! As I said, you could have a voice account saying, you're dying, Deagle. You're cooking, boy. You're a beaker frog. Wouldn't you like to have voice accounts like that on your equipment? It would be funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be great.
I'm thinking of actually getting a little device that actually would hook up to anything. It would be like a voice account device. And what you do is you kind of download the voices in there, and you set up your little scale. And no matter what you're doing, whether it's adjusting the volume on your TV or you've got a scale, a little meter like you have, the voice account would scream out something from a popular TV or movie celebrity like Arnold Schwarzenegger or or Madonna or whoever it happens to be, like, that you want them to scream out something scary or make you happy, you know, whatever. You can have a happy con too, right, besides the scary voice of con. So it's kind of like, this is the Terminator, you about to die, sucker. People say, no, Diego, you're exaggerating. I said, look, I got skill sets. I work with the government, the NSA, and they told me what classified projects they were working on, and they had direct energy weapons now that can cook you. One of my guys, NSA, as I mentioned in some previous shows, he said, Diego, come on up to my car in the garage, in the parking lot. I said, why? He said, I want to show you something. So he popped it open, he had a satellite phone. I said, geez, I thought you were retired. He said, well, he said, they used to, if you did something wrong, they would double tap you, which means two bullets, 22 calibers, there's no exit wound in your forehead and your left ventricle. He said, now they just hit you with a directed energy weapon. If you don't think the government has directed energy weapons or called due to cook you and hurt you, give you cancer, a stroke, heart attack, or cancer, whatever, you're just not paying attention. We got stuff. That's why our enemies are shaking in their boots if America has got Trump as president.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I've met all kinds of funny terms because I find humor is actually one of the ways you get open people's sensor band and drop in ideas that maybe they otherwise would try to reject. Because a lot of people, when you talk about electropollution, it's an issue that makes people squirm a bit. Nah, that's not going to hurt me. And they'll talk with themselves into the idea that maybe they're intelligent. I like to slide the term sideways and say they're not intelligent, they're intelligunk. Because their ideas are junk. They're basically, they have play with their mental blocks, where they believe in two things that are diametrically opposite. Yeah, electricity is dangerous. If you touch a hot wire, you're going to get electrocuted. But they don't realize that scalar radiation from alternating current or dirty electricity and magnetic fields can hurt you. And yeah, you don't have taste or smell receptors to tell you that something bad's happening to your DNA or your cells or tissues, and that you're a beaker frog and your legs are being cooked, so you're never going to jump out of the beaker before you die. And so don't be a beaker frog. Go to Less EMF. You can go to the link on our website. If you use the code Deagle5, you're going to save $5 every time you purchase something through Less EMF. Or if you call them, you go through the link is the best way. And if you have questions, just go to the site and ask for a call back from Sean or Emil or one of the other staff there that can help you. But it's a huge website. I mean, the number of products you have is, what was it, thousands or many, many hundreds?
It's
a lot.
Links to the thousands here.
Yeah, it's huge. And you ask a question, you guys got a material for everything. Like, for example, initially I had to ship the material to the top. The inverters were going to come to inside my house, so I had a material that wouldn't be exposed to the elements. We had to ship it back. We now have to decide in the next few weeks when they start building to get the right dimensions for the three inverters, not two, to build a box around it. And you have to have an overlap of those crimped overlap, which is kind of a curved overlap, to make sure the electromagnetic field doesn't leak out and start frying people locally within 20 feet of the inverters, because there's a lot of electromagnetic field from these inverters when you're covering, I mean, not a few solar panels. We're putting 40 of the largest size roof-mounted solar panels in the industry. Those are big suckers. 40, that's a lot. So we're going to be prepper. In other words, while everybody else is eating their pets, we're going to be partying with lights on And of course, we'll have our defense systems turned on to make sure that neighbors who haven't prepped up don't decide that it's a good idea to go over to Deagle's house and get our food or whatever, because their refrigerator's already thawed out everything, it's all rotten, and their pet's already been eaten a few days previously, and they're now really hungry and starving and wondering who's got stuff. Oh, I hope Deagle doesn't have a gun to shoot at me or some other directed energy weapon or something. I want you to prep up. That's why I tell people go to, you know, to our prepper supply place, and we do that periodically to make sure you've got Amy at Legacy Foods. But you better be prepped up for power. I mean, the first thing I think, if there's any kind of war, it's going to be a cyber attack or an EMP attack on our power grid. It's going. It's not going to stay around. And it could happen with just a Carrington event. Did you know, we just talked about this yesterday, that the solar observatory for sunspots was shut down in Arizona just last week, and it's permanently shut down. The reason is they don't want you to know there's solar events that could reproduce the Carrington event of 1859, whose anniversary was September 2nd. If you had a Carrington event, bye-bye, modern world. It's going to go zip. It's gone. And we have 10,000 UHF transformers in America. The world production is only 200, so we don't have star search protectors like Dr. Pai mentioned with their special committee set up years ago by the government. Obama completely ignored them. Trump is at least listening and talking to them. But we don't have power surge protectors or Faraday cages, whatever, to protect our power grid. So if you don't have your own individual power, you're not going to have it. Right? That's why I tell people, get something renewable like solar, backup batteries, maybe a 20-kilowatt generator with propane. Problem is, eventually we'll run out of propane, but we won't run out of sunlight. And if you don't realize, if you don't have power, you don't have hardly anything. Whether, luckily here in Southern California, we, even in the wintertime, we never turn on our furnace. We sometimes will put on our fireplace to, if it gets cool enough. Cools us is in the 50s or the high 40s. It never gets to freezing. The average temperature in the daytime between summer and winter is 14 degrees. So we are in North County, San Diego. We do not experience what most Americans do in the north or in the east, where they get hot summers and cold as hell winters. We don't have that. I don't know, where are you, what state are you in, and what location?
Yeah, we're in upstate New York. So
yeah, you're going to get exposed to the same kind of weather as Maritime Canada and New England, and that's, you can have hot summers for about 6 to 10 weeks, and then it gets cold in the wintertime, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, every year our summers get hotter and hotter.
You know why that...
never happened,
you know,
in waves, but this year's been bad.
Do you know why that's happening?
I mean, we could say global warming.
No, I'll tell you why the global warming's happening. It's not the number of SUVs. Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 50,000 times more than all the industry in the world every day.
Oh.
Okay? That's the largest volcano on Earth in central Antarctica. The real problem is the Earth is releasing methane and methane hydrates, caused because we're about to have what's called a crustal slip, the lithospheric slip of the crust that can be conjointly happen with pole shifts. Pole shifts and pole slides, where the magnetic pole moves, happen in as little as 100 years, but a lithospheric disjunction where the actual crust slides in the mantle over a couple months occurs about every 750,000 years, and we're due. And the fact is, the fact that the island off of Hawaii is being built now from the new hotspot off the coast of the Hawaiian island indicates that the crust is starting to separate and slip. It is as thin as there anywhere in the world. And if we have a massive surge of methane hydrates, it takes 6 months for deuterium to carbon dioxide, and what that means is we're going to have a surge in temperatures and fires everywhere, drought as well as super rains. For example, superstorms that hit the Carolinas is the same process that's causing it to be dry in Ireland, because, of, you know, it's called the Green Islands. It's not green anymore. There's 70 days of no water at all. Okay?
Wow.
And so what's happening is we're about to go through what's called a geoclimatic cataclysm, and when that happens, the world's oxygen concentration can drop dramatically, which means you can start suffocating. The world's oxygen has actually dropped 2% in the last 20 years because we're killing the benthic layer of the oceans that converts carbon dioxide to oxygen. But most people don't know this. Unless you're an oceanographer and an expert in science that I've been doing, I was a charter member of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago, worked in oceanography before I even went into medicine. Most people don't know any of these facts, and they're what I call their political animals trying to manipulate something that's complex science that they have no conception of. The fact is, there are specific drivers if you make a nonlinear model of Earth, and we're heading toward a cataclysm. And of course, the globalists want to sit on that cataclysm and make it worse. So they want to put carbon credits, so drive industry out of business. So even Obama said to African nations before he left office in 2016, don't try to industrialize, the Earth will turn into Venus. Well, the Earth is not going to turn into Venus, but it's going to get hot. It's going to get hot before it crashes, and then we'll have tsunamis all over the damn place when the crust starts to move, hitting the coastal areas, superstorms everywhere, and extreme climate, whether it's extreme cold or hot. So we're seeing polar inversions where you see cold weather come down in the middle of summer and 90-degree temperatures in the Arctic Circle. All those things are all happening now, so they're not as something like, oh, Deagle, you're just hypothesizing. No, I'm not. That's why the superstorms hit the Carolinas, plus also Greece, the Greek islands, which have never had no rainfall, are having firestorms, and firestorms across Sweden, etc. It's all happening now because the globalists are in a panic to try to make sure they put their new world order in, because they know these storms will hit the coastal areas, and 80% of the world's population are within 20 miles of the coast where they can be struck by tsunamis and superstorms. 80%.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm putting together a video this weekend talking about pole shift and pole magnetic changes and lithospheric disjunction, and nobody else is talking about it. I talked about it with Lowell Ponte on Wednesday. But people need to understand there's specific parameters you can measure, because the South Pole now, there's two South Poles, not one, and they're moving really fast, and they gyrate back and forth. So they're not just the positional change in the North Pole. It moves one direction and moves back a few months later, so it's all over the damn place. And that happens before there's what's called a geomagnetic disjunction that occurs along with a lithospheric disjunction, where the actual crust starts to slide in the mantle like a steamed peach from Georgia, where all of a sudden the skin slides. Now, it doesn't slide very fast. It slides at the rate of a senior citizen walking with a cane 1.2 miles an hour over 2 months, which means if it slides south, the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba. It is 1,200 miles. And most of southern United States will be a tropical region, and the coastal areas will be devastated. How's that? That includes the Northeast, too, by the way. You got Cumbra Viejo. Cumbra Viejo and the Azores.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're going to be back in a second here with Tony. Tony from... Oh, no, just a second now. We're continuing with... I guess we should be continuing with Tony, but I don't see Tony here yet. So let's see if we can dial in Tony and get him up here for Nutridyne. I guess we continue with Sean quite a bit today. Nutridyne, let me explain what the background on Nutridyne. Nutridyne is an interesting nutraceutical. A lot of other companies and people are, including on this network, trying to sell iodine products. These are fools. You have to have monatomic Tesla-activated iodine, and it needs to go through a process that's actually quite dangerous to make it. In fact, when you put it through a Tesla field, you can have an explosion. You also see a spectral pattern change in the molecules if you use spectral analysis. And if it isn't a higher spectral form of it, it can't displace fluoride, chloride, or bromide. It has to also induce what's called mitochondrial genesis and mitophagy to get rid of old damaged mitochondria, and which is the most important because your cells are chimeras. They're basically a mixture of eukaryotic and prokaryotic DNA. Eukaryotic is the nucleosome, which is your normal chromosome, 23 pairs. And the prokaryotic is your mitochondria. In some cells, like your cardiomyocytes in your heart, you have 500,000. In some cells in the brain called the Purkinje cells, you might have 2 or 3 million. These are big sucker cells. So you have to start understanding that mitochondria are important. Without mitochondria, you don't live. In fact, you're hypoxic. For example, if you take two ATP molecules of anaerobic glycolysis to create adenosine triphosphate anaerobically, but with aerobics and mitochondria, you make 32 versus 2. That's 16 times more energy through the aerobic system using oxygen and mitochondria and glycolysis, which goes through the Krebs cycle. And there's some other names for the Krebs cycle and that. It's actually a Hungarian biochemist who claims he actually did it before Krebs. But Nutridyne is very important stuff. I want people to start understanding that when you take Nutridyne, number one, it's the most powerful of antipathogens to kill off stealth pathogens, nanobacteria, which cause stroke, heart attack, Epstein-Barr virus, parasites, yeast, fungi, etc. It's also very important to take a small dose of it, 4 or 5 drops twice a day, if you're trying to correct your thyroid, whether you have type 1 antithyroid antibodies or type 2, which is diabetic or hyperinsulinemic hypothyroidism called type 2, which Dr. Mark Stark kind of popularized in his book called Type 2 Hypothyroidism a few years ago. I did the original research. Ha, Tony, we're talking about Nutridyne. Sorry we got you started late here. I guess I got talking to Sean and we got time going and going. I was talking about the science with Nutridyne. When you make it, it's actually quite a process, isn't it? Without giving any trade secrets, you have to use a special Tesla field. There's a lot of yahoos out there trying to pretend that they have a product similar to what you make every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do a spectral analysis. If you put this energetic field, there's actually a danger of an explosion, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact is,
extreme caution.
Right, and the thing is that Nutridyne also has properties that if you use regular iodine, let's say iota caps, you actually can shut off your thyroid gland, whereas Nutridyne will shut it on. So, for example, if you take an iota cap, they actually found it will cause neuropathy and actually cause thyroid hypothyroidism, actually shut down your thyroid. When you take Nutridyne, low dosage, you need as little as 5 drops twice a day, your thyroid gland is going to say, hey, thanks a lot. You know, it's going to give you a cellular high five. And then if you're docking off pathogens, you don't get the side effects of antibiotics or antipathogenics or antiparasitics. The antiviral, for example, that they use in the intensive care unit is called ribavirin. If you take ribavirin, it can drop your hemoglobin more than a gram a day, your hemoglobin. Whereas Nutridyne does the opposite. It'll actually keep your blood levels up and docks off the stealth pathogens or knocking off your bone marrow and your erythrocytes in your bone marrow. They're making new red blood cells. So it's really neat stuff. And it's our number one nutraceutical, and people don't understand it's like a universal wrench for your cells. Without healthy mitochondria, you don't have life. Without ATP and NADH, which are made by healthy mitochondria, you don't have energy. And without the antipathogenic effect of Nutridyne, you also can't displace fluoride and chloride. And right now, all the pesticides and all the chlorinated and fluorinated water is toxic to our cells that are genome and neurotoxins. So there's nothing that can replace Nutridyne. It's unique. Edgar Cayce prophesied at the time of the end, one of the things that Bill Gates is talking about lately, because he's had some interviews on TV, it's called Disease X. Have you heard about his interviews on Disease X? And he's, of course, trying to push his stupid vaccines, which he's a vaccine idiot, thinking the vaccines, all vaccines are, think of it this way, if you're Canadian, it's HB sauce, which is Houses of Parliament sauce from Britain, or A1 sauce if you're an American. And all it does is it tells your body where the pathogen is so they can kind of go in and create superoxide anion radical and kill them. Now, your immune cells, if you're taking Nutridyne, they get super energized. They have more capacity to kill because their cells now are energized by Nutridyne, which means they have to create 100 million degree temperature superoxide radicals to kill viruses, bacteria, and parasites. There's no antipathogenics that's going to do that. All they are basically is, I call a cellular condiment, so you tell your body where the pathogen is. It's pretty neat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what unique things have you found about Nutridyne since you've been working at the facility building this? I mean, you probably noticed a bunch of things that there's a bunch of yahoos out there trying to think that they make something similar. And, of course, your boss is a contract engineer from NASA that actually took the original formula that Edgar Cayce prophesied, and he's the first one in the world to actually make it. I mean, they tried to make it back 40, 50, 60 years ago, and they didn't have all the technologies you have now, do they?
They don't.
So, in the military, we used to call it target-rich environment, where you have, if you're in a war, there's a lot of targets to shoot at. I call this a Yahoo-rich environment. Do you like that?
Yeah.
A lot of Yahoos out there trying to pretend that they know what the hell they're doing, and they don't have a clue.
You know, one thing that I've noticed from working here is just the wide range of things that it helps with, and it's because, you know, if you're, whatever your body's experiencing, it really helps enhance your endocrine system, you know.
Right.
That's,
whether it's male, female hormone, or growth hormone, or getting your thyroid back on track. And if your thyroid's not working, your adrenals are going to try to overwork, and that's going to make you diabetic or Cushingoid or whatever. And you don't need a whole lot. I mean, people think, oh, how much do I have to take? I said, well, if you're chalking up a pathogen, first 3 or 4 days, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, but after that, cut down the dosage. For thyroid, you don't need 4 or 5 drops twice a day. You don't need a lot. Because, whoa, my bottle will last a long time. I said, yeah, it will. Just keep it out of the sunlight. Keep it out of the electromagnetic fields. Don't have it by your hair dryer. And keep it in your fridge, you know, out of the sunlight and heat. And if you want to, you can get a little Faraday cage. You can order it from SEMF, put a little Faraday cage around it so you won't have any inductive fields kind of knocking off the impression that's actually put on the monatomic form of iodine, so it stays in a higher energy state. Now, you do when it exits your facility, you're testing to see if the spectral frequency of the molecules is actually retained in the product as it leaves your building, right?
That's correct, because whenever we cleave that covalent bond, now the atom possesses a higher amount of energy. So whenever I'm looking on the spectral analysis, I'm looking for a decrease in the peak because, you know, it won't absorb as much light energy because we have caused we split that bond. Now that electron's in the outer valence shell, and it made its energy go up. So now it can't absorb as much light energy.
Right. So you get a change in the peak energy that shows you that you've actually done what you wanted to do. Now, it's not all the molecules, but there's enough molecules. It's amazing. Now, your body makes a little bit of monatomic iodine. Without monatomic iodine, your body can't do 5' deiodinase to convert T4, which is a pre-hormone. So I talked to a lady yesterday who had thyroid cancer, and after they did a subtotal thyroidectomy surgically, after they removed her little thyroid nodule, they didn't do chemo. Most people don't realize they gave her synthetic thyroid, which is stupid. I mean, the last 50 years since they're doing tests, they weren't relying on looking at the patient's clinical status if they corrected hypothyroidism, which they used to do back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And starting in the 60s, they started giving Synthroid and levothyroxine, which is just damn stupid. Because you have to look at the patients clinically. Do they still have breaking off their eyebrows on the side of their head? Is their skin dry? Do they have myxedema? Do they have the low voice, you know, the hypothyroid voice? Are they all bloated, you know, like an overweight? And they're mainly bloated just not with obesity, but actually with fluid, like their whole tissues are all, they're like one of these rubber dolls that their skin's all blown up. You know what I mean? And people don't realize, you don't look at the clinical status of a patient. You have to give them not synthetic thyroid, but minus thyroid. You need to give them Neutrodyne. You need to give them things like Forskolin to help 5' deiodination. You need Celdex glutathione and selenium cruciferate to help to support the enzyme pathways. But the Neutrodyne is really, really essential, and you don't need a whole lot to fix it, do you?
Not at all.
Amazing stuff, I tell you. Sorry we missed you in that first thing, but we'll get you on next week for the full half hour. I guess I'm a little crazy on LSEMF there with Sean. So, Tony, next week, same time, same channel. And we have Scott Adams coming up. We got lots to cover today. We're going to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings. We're going to talk about China trade. Right now, $200 billion of products is going to get a 10% tariff, and by January it's going up to 25%. China's going to take it. It's like they're going into a mixed martial art ring, and they're going to get their butt beaten. As they say, a trade war with China is a guarantee that America is going to win. So we'll talk about that when we come back with our news ninja, Scott Adams. Thank you, Tony. See you next week. Same time, same channel.
All right. Thank you.
NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.